your Bibles, please open up to Matthew chapter 12, and I'm going to start in verse 46 when I get to that point. That means that this being Mother's Day, and being the situation which everybody here knows, but for the benefit of those who might listen, our mother, Steve's and my mother, Nancy, passed away to heaven on March the 16th at 7:27 a.m. So obviously, this being Mother's Day, it's very emotional time for us. And as I prayed for God to tell me what to say today, what message did he want brought to glorify him, he, of course, test me, yet strengthen me to come through it, as he said, yeah, you're going to talk about mothers. Sort of. And so I want to read this again, this little poem that I read earlier. In our prayer earlier, in my devotional this morning, it was called Magnets and Mothers. And it talks about a second grade teacher who was teaching children about magnetism. And on their test, she says, my name has six letters. The first one is M. I pick things up. What am I? And almost half the class answered mother. So obviously she wasn't expecting that, but in the way of children, that's how we think of mothers, that they pick things up. But that's not all they do, obviously. And one year, for Mother's Day, I had some pictures taken, and I added that in a frame. And on that, I actually did a little bit of calligraphy of Proverbs 31. And I quoted that line, which says, many women do excellently, but thou excellest them all. And for me, and I think for Steve, she did. But she's not perfect. We know that. And yet, as this poem says, of all the earthly things God gives, there is one above all others. It is the precious, priceless gift of loving Christian mothers. Now, having said all that, I want to say this, quoting Jesus from Matthew chapter 10, actually, verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So that is one of the greatest lessons my mother left us. She didn't leave us money. She did not leave us with great possessions. She left us with something greater than anything any parent can give. She left us with a heritage of loving the Lord and loving his word. And I'm reminded of a conversation we had several years ago when I walked in to her room, and she said, before we said anything else, she said, Karen, I don't love you as much as I love God. And I said, good. But she wanted to be sure that our compass was set on the right direction. She wanted to be sure that we held God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and his word higher than anything. And praise the Lord, before she passed on, she knew she had done what she was supposed to do in raising us. She made us love the Lord more than her. Hallelujah. And so, now we get to the text today, Matthew 12, verse 46. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Hallelujah. We do his will. What is his will? Wars have been fought over trying to figure out what is his will. But if we would just get in his word, then we know what is his will. One of the scriptures we mentioned in Bible study today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. It's one that is repeatedly used in my preaching at Grace Living Centers. And I believe that's because the Holy Spirit wants it to be ingrained in people's hearts that we are to rejoice always. We are to pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. It is his will that we give thanks in everything. Give thanks in everything. Whether it be a hard time or an easy time, a good time or what you would call a bad time. I give thanks. My mother has passed on to heaven. Some would say, wow, that's cold. I say, when you think about it, I say, no, that is not cold. That is the warmest feeling I have when I get outside of myself and think about her and think about the Lord. That's what he wants for his children, is what she has now, is eternal life and a ceasing of all suffering. Because Lord knows she suffered. She was suffering at the end of her life. Repeated visits to the hospital. Ongoing pain. And that is at an end. Praise to God. I rejoice evermore, knowing that that life is without end, and I will see her again soon. Hallelujah. And I pray without ceasing. I keep that line of communication open between me and God, saying, Lord, thank you for making that woman my mother. And thank you for empowering her to be the example her children needed. And I thank you for the comfort of your word and the knowledge that we will see her again. Give thanks in everything. That's the will of your Father in heaven, in Christ Jesus. Do his will. And then you are his mother, and his sister, and his brother. He says that if we love him, will do as he commands. And what does he command? He commands that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our strength. And we love our neighbors as ourselves. And he said, on these two hang all the law and the prophets. So when we are wondering, how do I stay in the will of God? How do I get there in the first place? Look at those two commandments. Follow those two commandments. Love God more than anyone or anything with everything that is within you. And love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus also said to his disciples at the Last Supper, I call you friends, because the master does not tell his servants what he's doing. But he calls us his friends. And when we do his will, we are his friends. And so that commandment he gave to them to be his friend was to love each other as he loved us and loves us still. So how do we walk in love as Jesus did? Well, the only way I know is to read the Gospels and to follow the things he did. He loved people by sharing the love of God with them. He shared the word of God with them. He didn't do it loudly or with great fanfare. He did it gently. Now, with the Pharisees, he got pretty loud. But I believe, at least for right now, for this moment, he is wanting us to think about those who are lost. Like he said, you know, the physician doesn't come for those who don't need any healing. He doesn't come for those who are not sick. So the religious groups out there, those who are walking in their own righteousness, I don't think anything we say to them would make a dent. It's God who changes hearts. But for those who are seeking, those who are lost, the thing which would speak the loudest to them is just to show them the love of God. To share his word gently and quietly, but consistently, without compromise. God, I pray for each person here, I pray for myself, to be able to walk the path Jesus walked with grace, with love, in humbleness of spirit, generosity of spirit, sharing your word as the Holy Spirit gives utterance, boldly and gently. Lord, your word is true, and your word shall last forever. As we said in our Bible study today, the words we send forth out of our mouths, they stay. They continue on. And someday they'll be reflected back at us. So I hope we can all send out words that are faithful to you and your way of doing things. I believe, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. It's a good way to do those things, to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, for us. When I'm preaching at the nursing home, I try to shorten it for them. I want them to be able to remember these things. And so I just say, pray. I say rejoice, rather. I rejoice, pray, give thanks. It's God's will in a nutshell. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Rejoice in the one who gives us the word, who gives us eternal life through Jesus, his son. Pray without ceasing to the one who gives us the word and gives us eternal life through Jesus, his son. And give thanks to the one who gives us the word, eternal life through Jesus. Hallelujah. Freely we have received, and now freely we must give. And so, in simplicity, at least on my part, I do that. I just try to remember to tell people to rejoice, to pray, and to give thanks. I believe in the Lord's Prayer. That's even a more brief version of that model for prayer. That God tells us through Jesus, Father in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Identifying the one to whom we owe all the thanks and all the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then, praise the Lord. I'm going there to Matthew 6, verse 9, where he says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He identifies the one to whom is owed our praise and thanks, and he gives him the praise and the thanks, and he makes his prayer, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So, as I said, he rejoices in the Lord, identifying the Father as the Almighty God, hallowing his name, giving him thanks and praise, making his prayer, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, giving him the thanks. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. If you would be, as Jesus said, his mother, his brother, his sister, do his will, And I think all his will is right there in that brief scripture, which admittedly I have made even more brief. To rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Hallelujah. So when a situation arises, rejoice. Whether that situation be positive or what one might label negative, rejoice. Rejoice. Praise his holy name. Give him glory and honor. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Does not mean you are down on your knees 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It simply means you're keeping those lines of communication open. And prayer does not only involve making your requests known unto the Lord. It also involves listening, waiting for the answer. That's the hard part for me, is to be still and know he is God. Be still and know. And there he mentions it again. Praise. He says, I will be exalted in the heavens, and I will be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And give thanks. That's, at one point, that was hard for me, but I have come to understand that in the giving of thanks, it opens up my mind to understanding and helps me see his wisdom. And what a blessing it is when God opens up your heart and your mind to understand. And when you're praising him and giving him thanks, that is one of the ways to achieve what Paul prayed for the Ephesians, that your eyes of enlightenment would be opened. You want to understand more about the word? Well, do what the word says. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. People say, oh, I don't understand the word. I can't memorize all that stuff. Who says you had to? And what's the difficulty in understanding? Rejoice. What's the difficulty in understanding? Pray. What is the difficulty in understanding? Give thanks. I think there's no difficulty there. None. It's the execution that gives us the difficulty. It's the obedience that gives humans the problem. And therein, God says, I would rather have obedience than sacrifice. And again, it is not to throw laurels or crowns at God's feet. It is to benefit us. Everything God wants us to do is to benefit us. Everything he does is for our benefit. It is to show his love for us. Once we start doing his will, once we are rejoicing in spirit and in truth, you know, because there's some people, I'm sure Nola Jean has seen it from the stage as she's leading praise and worship. She knows who's really entering in, and she knows who's just standing there by rote. Yeah, I give you honor and glory. And then there's another one over here. Oh, Lord, I give you honor and glory. You know, the worship leaders can see who's entering in. Yes, only God knows your heart. But you know what? What's in your heart comes out. It shows on your face. It shows in the sound of your voice. Not just what you say, but how you say it. And so when you rejoice and you pray and you give thanks, do it from the heart. God already knows your heart. I pray, I rejoice, I give thanks, nothing's happening. Are you doing it from an honest place? Are you rejoicing? Are you praying? Are you giving thanks from a heart of worship? Or, as James would caution us, are you doing it to consume it upon your own lusts? Are you doing it for your own reasons? Are you doing it just for a show so no one will think that you're not really into the worship? Because it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It only matters what God knows. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. These are not hard to understand. They're not easy to do. I understand that. But as you make yourself willing, God meets you where you are and gives you ability. I will admit, this week I have been all in myself, wanting to impose my will on things. And when that happens, things don't go well. And there's more stress and more strife that happens when I get out of God's will and way of doing things and try to put my will and my way of doing things at the forefront. I lose focus. I lose peace. And I certainly lose joy. But when I focus on the Lord, trusting Him and praising Him, when I rejoice and pray and give thanks, yeah, He probably likes it. And maybe He gets some blessing out of it, but it benefits me more than anything because I'm in His will. And the Word says so. I'm right there in the center of His will when I am rejoicing and I'm praying and I'm giving thanks. If you want to be in His will, do those three. Rejoice. Pray and give thanks. And then as you do that, you can grow in the Word and grow in your walk with the Lord. I really heartily believe that I am preaching this for someone who is going to hear it on the web when they click on that link. Because honestly, with the lives of the people present in this room right now, I see it. I see it bearing fruit in all of these lives. Maybe I'm preaching to myself. I will admit that more often than not, I'm preaching to myself. But I just firmly believe someone is going to click on that link and they're going to hear this and it's going to make a difference in their lives. Because the Holy Spirit knows what He is doing. And so again, I say, rejoice, pray, and give thanks. No matter what is going on in your life, if you have a death in the family, if you are facing a major illness, if you have strife in family relationships, if there is out and out war in your family, and particularly if you have had a victory recently. Let's not allow yourself to get puffed up, but rejoice. Pray and give thanks. Sometimes the enemy works through a victory and making you think you are all that and the bag of chips and the pickle too, when you are not. Because you can do nothing without Jesus. Rejoice. Pray. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. For you. Not demanded of you, but for you. Because it will benefit you and your life will become a reflection of the one whose will you are seeking to obey. And people will come to you, as they have in my life, and say, how are you doing this? How are you holding it together? And you will say, just as I have said, it is only by the grace of God. It is only through His Son and what He is doing and has done in my life. And so I will continue, as I hope you will, to rejoice, pray, and give thanks, knowing this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, for you and for me. Hallelujah. God, we praise you for your word. Lord, I do pray that whoever hears this, that it would speak to their heart and they would make it a part of their lives. For your word, O God, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I pray for everyone who hears this, that they would walk in the light, that they would walk the path of righteousness, and their feet would not stray to the left nor the right. And God, I thank you for all the many blessings in your word, not the least of which is the knowledge that when we do your will, we are your mother, your brother, and your sister. And that we will be reunited with all of our loved ones and our mother in heaven. We give you the glory and the praise. We rejoice in our salvation. We pray, God, you make your word come alive in our hearts, that we can share it with others in love. And we give you the thanks for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.